It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, how we thank you for the privilege one more time to just come to this microphone and share the glorious gospel with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and send forth the good news that Jesus Christ died on the cross, that He paid for sin, that He rose again, that He's coming again. Father, thank you for the glorious gospel and a perfect Savior in Jesus Christ. I'd ask you today, would you tend our hearts? I pray for each one by the radio today. You know the need of each life. I'd ask you, Lord, would you speak? Would you let the Holy Spirit of God just touch our lives as only you can? Apart from you, our lives are absolutely just one big failure and one big zero. But Lord, with Christ, He is the fullness of God. And when we have Him, we have it all. Lord, I pray for that soul that may be lost today. Would you save them in this very hour? Then, Father, I pray, Lord, for the saints of God that are already your children. Lord, would you tender our hearts, mold our lives, make us just exactly what you want us to be, that you can get glory out of our lives and all that we do. Keep your hand upon this little ministry, and you get glory in Jesus' lovely and precious name, we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Again, we want to thank you. I do want to just say this. I appreciate the radio stations that for the last 2 weeks have been able to faithfully play some of our previous broadcast. And we came down with the flu and a touch of pneumonia. And for 2 weeks, we were just about laid aside, but I think it may be on the other side of it now, and I appreciate everyone that's prayed for us, and I trust that the old programs were a blessing. See, the gospel doesn't change, and God's good, but I hope today that as we get through our radio programs that our voice will not be too scratchy. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we come to worship God today. Now, for those of you that are listening to the broadcast, whether it's locally or whether it's in a foreign broadcast, an international, may God richly bless you. And those of you that, if you don't have a copy of God's Word, the work goes on. The business of Open Bible Hour is getting out the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. He doesn't change, and may God's grace, we just don't intend to change. Just keep on going for God, and we welcome you to the year 2017, and may we go forth as lambs for the Lord. I preached the other day a message on Jesus said, I send you forth lambs among wolves. And this is a wolf world, and we're His little lambs. May we be the Christians that God wants us to be. If you need a copy of God's Word right now, I'd like for you to just take a pencil and paper and be ready. And right after we share some songs. I'm going to give you the mailing address where you can absolutely free get your copy of the Word of God. And may you just enjoy. And today we want to just feature Sister Linda Camel as we go in. And the world is changing. In fact, we're getting a new president by the grace of God. The things politically, it's going to change. I hope that spiritually it's going to change. But who's in charge? Sister Linda singing a song, He is in Control. Listen while she sings it.
While crossing o'er the Galilee, a storm it was raging. The disciples, they feared for their lives. But Christ the Lord, He was on board. Ere He spoke to the wind, it knew His voice, and everything was in control. In control, though the storm around you be raging, He's in control in your life. No matter you're facing, even in your darkest night, when there seems to be no light, He's always with you. He'll never fail you. He's in control. Now there are times in this life when there seems to be no answers to the problems and troubles we go through. But Christ the Lord, He's still on board, for He lives inside you. He has the answers, and everything is in control. In control, though the storm around
Now listen while she sings A Vessel of Mercy.
The Father, He showed mercy when He sent down His Son to die for me on Calvary, shed His life's blood, that the riches of His glory good in me, it's because of His all that I am.
Folks, can I say that is for sure. And we're nothing apart from Christ. But he's in control. And God has saved us. And we are nothing more than a vessel carrying forth by mercy the grace of God. Those of you that need a copy of God's Word, feel free to write to this address. Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roane, R-O-A-N, Mountain, M-T-N period, Tennessee, T-N period, 37687. I'll repeat that again. Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roane, Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Now, if you want to email us on the computer, our email address, all small letters, it's simply jury@openbiblehour.org. That's jury@openbiblehour.org. Now, our website, you can get on our website by these letters, www.vbcministries.org. And if we can help you, we're here as servants simply of the Lord. And I appreciate the goodness of God. Now, those of you that may be listening to the broadcast locally within driving distance, the Lord willing, and weather as it's changing, at 10 o'clock today we'll be having Sunday school at Victory Baptist Church and preaching at 11. Lord willing, we'll try to be in that pulpit. And then on Sunday afternoon at 15 to 6 for prayer room, worship service at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have midweek prayer and Bible study. And then since the 5th of January, on Thursday night, our Bible college, we're in a session at 6:30 afternoon. And we're all excited about all that God's doing and how good the Lord is. Now, if you would, I want you to, if you have a copy of God's Word today, we want to share with you a little message that's on our heart. And, you know, the world is changing every day. You look back and for the past years, how it's changed terribly in the wrong direction as far as I'm concerned, but it's ever changing. I mean, but there's something that's wonderful to the child of God. And I want to just take some thoughts with you in the Word of God, and I want you to see the world may change, but the sameness of our Lord Jesus Christ, the sameness in the Bible. In other words, Christ is ever living. He's immutable. He is the unchanging one. Hallelujah. And God wrote a Bible from cover to cover showing us that he is God, that he is Christ, and he doesn't change. Could I share with you, first of all, in fact, the scripture that we read every day that we open this broadcast in John chapter 1 and verse 2, that Christ, his eternal relationship with God, Christ with the Heavenly Father, it's always the same. Look what the Bible says in the book chapter 1 and verse number 2. The same, S-A-M-E. Was in the beginning where? With God. Hallelujah. His relationship with the Heavenly Father, it is still the same. Hallelujah. And then in that same chapter, would you look at a little verse of Scripture? You know, I love the way that God writes His Bible. There's not a thing wrong with the Bible that God wrote. Look in verse number 33. Look what it says in this chapter. Christ's identity is known by what He did. Look what it says. And I knew Him not, but He that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on Him, the same is He which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. God never made a mistake. Jesus never made a mistake. Hallelujah. His identity is known by what He did. He came into this world here. He starts His ministry. And may I say, what happens? The Holy Ghost of God is upon Him and marked Him and stayed upon Him. Hallelujah. He has changed not. Glory to God. And then, would you look with me in the little book of Acts? In the book of Acts, in chapter number 2, and verse number 36. Precious little passage of scripture here. Here we see Christ's exaltation because of this faithful work. Look how the Holy Spirit of God pins this in the word of the Lord. He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel, God's children, let them know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Hallelujah! Under the Old Testament economy, God's people under the law, how did they do? Miserable. They never kept it. They messed up. And how are we doing under grace? Not good. We mess up every day. But glory to God, Jesus Christ, we need to know assuredly that that same Jesus, the only one. Can I say in these last days, there's many gods that's being offered. Hey, many prophecies that's being offered, but Jesus Christ has the same. He is the same. He's the only Savior. He's the only one that's the Son of God. That this He made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified. This world crucified their only Savior. Can I say to you, He's still Lord and Christ, the anointed of God. You can't rub Him out. No, hallelujah. So, Christ, because of His faithful work. And then, if you would you turn in the little book of Acts? And I want you to look another little passage of Scripture with me in chapter number 1. And let's look at this little verse in chapter number 1 at verse number 11. This same Christ that they crucified, and this world rejected Him, didn't want Him. But you know what it is? The same. He is going to return. Look what it says in verse number 11 in Acts 1. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into the heavens? Well, now, where is this? Here Jesus had died. He's risen. He's got the apostles on Mount Olivet. He's fixing to go back to the Father. He's made Himself alive by many infallible truths. The world's argued about it. The religions argued about it. But did you know something? He's the same. Glory to God. He looked at those apostles and look what He said. He said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing into the heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall also come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus is the same. He is coming back. On the Mount of Olivet, he ascended. And the apostles, that little church that Jesus Christ had come to purchase with his own precious blood and called out, sing the Savior. Sing the Redeemer. Sing Jesus Christ, the only one. Seeing him go into the heavens. But you know who's going to see him coming back? Glory to God. It's going to be his children, his church, each believer. Glory to God. I get excited when I think about my precious and lovely Lord returning back. Religion life's about it. The news media laughs about it. Education laughs about it. But, sweetheart, can I tell you, Jesus Christ is soon coming. And he's going to come like a thief in the night. The world's not going to know about it. Amen. But God's children, just like the apostles, they seen him go up. We're gonna hear the shout. We're going to see him as he comes. He's coming for us. Can I ask you a little question right now? Is he coming after you? Do you know you're saved? Do you know you're born again? Oh, glory to God. Can I say to you, these holidays, I was so sick during the holidays, and all of my family was in in Charlotte and locally and in Kansas and Florida. The house was full, and I'm glad they was with us. But did you know something? The Lord, he was there, and he was with us. And glory to God, he is the same, and he is returning. Would you look with me at another thought? Turn with me, if you will, in the little book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, and would you look at a little verse of Scripture with me, verse number 12. Jesus is the same. Christ's immutability. And look what this verse, the Scripture says. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Thou art the same, thy years shall not fail. Can I say to you, this world and everything about it can be folded up and laid aside. But my precious Lord, he's immutable. He does not change. Glory to God. He came into this world and took upon himself the form of man. You know, God laid on my heart about the birth of Jesus Christ. And also, you know something glorious about it in the little book of Luke, chapter 1? There was a little old boy named John that has to be the forerunner. And God prophesied that had to be. There was 6 months difference between those two babies. But they were both come into this world miraculously and very quiet. The world didn't know about it when old John came. The quietness, I tell you, I read the Scripture and I got excited about it. And then when Jesus was born, how that he came into this world. And can I say to you, he has not changed. This world don't recognize him. This world don't know much about him. Let me ask you a question. Do you know him? In chapter 1 and verse number 12, thou art the same and thy years shall not fail. Hallelujah. He was born in a little womb. In other words, the seed comes from the man. But did you notice that your Bible said the seed of the woman? Hey, man in his natural sense did not have a thing to do with it. The Father was Almighty God, the Holy Ghost, that she conceived with. And can I say to you, that cannot be changed. He came into this world as God. He came into this world and became man. He became the incarnate Christ. Folks, that's a miraculous thing. That's a very confusing thing to religion and education and society, but that's the Savior that we have. I serve the incarnate Christ. He never changes. And then, if you would you, in the same book of Hebrews, let's turn, if you will, just look on over in the Word of God, and I want you to look at chapter number 13 and look at verse number 8 with me. And this is precious. The Bible says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Glory to God. He is the same. Oh, what a Savior that we have. He is the Holy Spirit's testimony here in the Word of God. You can trust this Savior. You know, our government changes. Our educational system changes. The philosophy of the nation changes. But glory to God, we have a Savior that never changes. He's the same. Did you know something? We've got a lot of folks that are rewriting Bible after Bible after Bible. But this book that God wrote, this scripture, the Word of God that came from the very mouth of God, changes not. I can believe in the Word of God. Why? Because this is the very breath of God. And can I say, God showed me this while I was sick over these holidays. I may have a little trouble breathing. I may have a little trouble even talking and scratching and caring. But you know something? Jesus Christ has never changed. He's Lord of Lords. He's God of Gods. Can have you. He is the incarnate Son of God. What a wonderful, glorious Savior. Do you know Him today? If not, don't take another step until you bow and say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. And the minute you call upon Him, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, God said He'd save you. Thank you until next time. May God richly bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.